It's Helping Hand. Each Friday, Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to the disabled and to others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, returning guest Access Surf, providing adaptive surfing instruction and therapeutic educational programs on water recreation. Monthly beach gatherings for the general disabled population and their loved ones. Plus, they do this for wounded warriors. It's Access Surf Program Coordinator, Kara Short. Welcome back, Kara.
Thanks, Dave. I'm really happy to be here.
Try to paint a picture.
Well, like you said, we do monthly programs. The first Saturday of every month, we have a program called Day at the Beach for everyone with a disability, and that means cognitive or physical, and their families to come and enjoy the beach. So we have a team of volunteers there. They're set up with special equipment and access mats and special chairs so that people can get down onto the sand and into the water. And all of those volunteers are there to help each individual in whatever way that they need, make them comfortable. It's almost always at White Plains Beach Park, but once a year we do a special event with City and County where we're at Kualoa Regional Park.
And then the one for Wounded Warriors.
1 month will be the third Wednesday at White Plains Beach Park, and then another month we'll actually do it on a Saturday, which is the third Saturday, and we're working with Koa Beach Services in Waikiki. I really recommend that people check our website so they can see where we are.
This Day at the Beach.
We show up with the volunteers around 7 in the morning and start the setup, and then we do some volunteer orientation for a participant. We recommend they come as early as they can, starting around 9, they can sign up for a surf time, or they can go swimming, or they can just be there. Some people come just to be. If you wanted to surf, we would surf with you on the board with a trained volunteer. Each person, we take our time, find out about their comfort level, what they want to do, what they don't want to do, to really custom the experience for them personally. With the swim area, it's a little more freeform. You can certainly go at any time throughout the day, but again, we are set up with many volunteers who are hands-on the entire time, or to whatever level that particular person would like to have assistance. And then for the rest of the day, it's really just being there and talking story, and we have a barbecue. And what I really find powerful is the volunteers meeting the participants and the participants meeting each other. Everyone has that same story of the apprehension of that very first day that they came, not knowing what to expect and being very nervous, and then changing almost immediately by seeing the smiles, feeling the love and the aloha. And the words I hear repeatedly is freedom.
A lot of volunteer opportunities. Folks arriving. Person who is confined to a wheelchair, perhaps it's a large electronic wheelchair. Mm-hmm. Just getting into a vehicle can be very difficult. Then when they arrive, they could have come with the handy van. Maybe they came with a loved one or somebody, a care provider. Do you guys offer transferring them out of the vehicle to get them down to the beach?
If they needed it, we certainly could assist with that. Generally, someone does come with somebody that helps them get out of the vehicle. But what we'll often do is if we have enough volunteers, which lately we have, which is wonderful. Thank you to all the volunteers. We will often have people in the parking lot. Generally, people do come with a loved one, but if you don't, absolutely we'll help you. At White Plains, there's a large parking lot, which is good to know. But it's a large grass area that most chairs seem to be able to get across quite easily. But if it's a heavy electric chair, if they have an alternative, they might want to make sure because it might get sand even coming across the grass. From there, we have accessible mats, specialized mats that we put down on the beach. So they are welcome to go down onto the beach with their chair. But again, if they're not comfortable with that, we have what we call a beach chair. We will put the person into the beach chair and take them down onto the sand and into the water. We have the beach mats and then what we call port-a-floor under the tent so they can be down on the beach.
Would you guys accommodate them by bringing a special chair to their vehicle so they would get into a chair that will be able to get up onto the grass?
Absolutely. What I would recommend in that situation, if possible, to contact us before. If possible, if not, that's fine. But then that way we can actually plan and have somebody in the parking lot to meet at the time of arrival. We have several beach chairs, and what we would do is we could make sure we had one held aside that could be for that participant for the day.
They'll be there to be able to get you out of your vehicle and into this beach chair, which will be able to get you from the parking lot to the participation area.
Absolutely. And probably what we would do in that particular situation, especially if somebody didn't have a support network of their own, we would assign them some volunteers to be with them for the entire day. So I really appreciate you asking those questions because it's very, very important that everyone does understand that the whole idea that this is open for everyone, and we really stand by our mission. So we will do everything we can to make sure you have access and that you're comfortable with whatever those needs are.
Talk about the kinds of folks that you have at your disposal, the backgrounds. They've got trained professionals.
Absolutely. Again, another fabulous question. Basically, with our volunteer base, on a first note for anyone out there that is listening that's interested in volunteering and you don't have a background working with people with disabilities, please do still come. There's a wide range of things where we need help, but we also have training.
Because I don't want to discourage folks who don't have that.
Yeah. what happens is we have a team in place, multi-level. We have some key leaders who have put together training programs over the years. So we are in our 10th year now. Team of nurses and doctors and therapists who have been training and working with us all of these years. And then they're also on site to oversee each area. We basically have like a little training graduation program. One area that we'll have you start, for example, with water safety. And you'll come a certain number of months and do that. And then you'll come over to the swimming area and we'll work with maybe someone who's able-bodied but has a cognitive disability. We know our volunteers on a very personal, individual level as well. And we monitor and have our key leaders who are always watching throughout the entire day to give us, as the leaders of the day, feedback on who really stands out and who we really want to work with and bring up through the ranks. And actually a lot of lifeguards. We have a lot of lifeguards that come out and help us as well.
And they have a lot of skills built into just doing that. How big of a volunteer team do you have?
The last several months, we see 150 people per event as volunteers. But we're catering to 70 to 90 participants.
There are no costs, correct?
Absolutely not, no. Exactly. Our programs are all free. Surfing is one section of what we do, and then the other area is swimming and floating. So we have a few different programs where we're also at the pool, but we do both. We like to have programs with the ocean and the pool because the water itself is therapeutic on all levels. So we have an area at Day at the Beach that's just being in the water, and if you want to learn skills and techniques for swimming, and maybe it's just you want to put your face in the water, mm-hmm. we can start from there. Or if you just want to be, like just floating in the water and feeling that freedom, we're there for you. And then we have some adaptive swim clinics, and they're small, and that is often at a pool because some people maybe aren't quite wanting to or ready for the ocean yet. And then we're just now starting to work more on trying to do some canoe paddling as well. We'll have certain participants where they may want and need 4 or 5 volunteers holding them. And of course, that's what we're there for.
What are some of the ways, if we can paint a broad number of things, that people listening who realize through this conversation that they are so blessed to walk and they want to do something to help you?
There's a big price tag, and that's our biggest hurdle, I would say, is funding. So in any way that anybody would like to contribute, whether it be an in-kind, for example, we feed everybody at every day at the beach, and we always needing sponsors to help with that cost. And equipment, if somebody wants to donate specifically to purchase some equipment, we're always having to update our equipment, whether it be rash guards or the specialized mats or what have you.
Or the boards.
Or the boards, exactly. And then just straight up donations. So we definitely need that support. We need the volunteers, and we also need the sponsorships from the individual donors.
Businesses could sponsor beach days too.
Absolutely. And we really encourage that. Then they can also come with their staff and have their shirts and what have you and let everyone in the community know that their business is supporting us.
Business out there could also give you the money and say, we want to earmark money for one of these tandem boards or sponsor your barbecue for mm-hmm. the rest of the year.
Exactly. And we are really proud to promote our supporters and sponsors in every way that we can at events, on site, social media, website, emails. We've noticed that our volunteers and participants, when they hear of a business supporting us, they really want to support them. Recently this year, we're the recipient from Surfco. They gave us a generous donation, which was wonderful. And then we do write some for some grants as well.
Accesssurf.org, 236-4200, info@accesssurf.org, or there's a contact form at the website.
Yeah, Facebook and Instagram. And thank you to the volunteers who helped me with that. and Twitter.
All of their contact information, full-length interview, the radio feature, and all of our other Helping Hand guests are all archived at hawaiipublicradio.org.
If you have a disability or know someone who has a disability and you've heard about our program, just come out and watch. You don't have to get in right away. Even involve with the people necessarily. Just come and see what we're all about. One participant, she knew about us for 5 years before she would come. And then now she's the welcome committee. And definitely for any potential volunteer and a potential sponsor, come and experience what your support is doing. It's truly life-changing.
Are there any other supplies that you need?
Well, there's 2 things. We have an old bread truck that we store all of our equipment in, and it breaks down. We tow it quite often. So we are looking to replace that. And the other is we run right now out of my house, but I don't really have the space so much anymore. So we are currently looking for a location.
500 square feet?
500 would be fabulous.
You'd probably give them naming rights on the vehicle.
They could wrap the vehicle with their logo.
Because there's so many affluent people who are listening right now. Great way to get visibility for your organization and a great way to inspire your employees to be grateful for the incredible gift being able to walk is. Access Surf Program Coordinator Kara Short, thank you for what you do.
The support that you're giving to Access Surf, talking about what we do, but also really highlighting the fact that we do need support and funding, it's really made a difference. After the last time I was on the show, we were contacted by a foundation. They gave us a grant of $2,500. So I thank you for really bringing that to everyone's attention.
They heard about Access Surf on Helping Hand.
On Helping Hand.
That's great to hear.
Thank you, Dave, for running this program and all of the different organizations that you highlight. It's very important for the whole community. So I thank you.